Hi guys, welcome back to the Cool Hip Parents Podcast. Well, we are neither cool nor hip, but tonight we might be the coolest parents you will ever encounter because this topic is one of our favorites.
You sound so professional.
Sometimes I'm a little professional.
Like I'm the one with a journalism minor. I don't sound like that.
I was an English major, so
nerd. I know how to use commas.
Says the journalism minor.
Yeah, the minor.
Pot calling kettle.
You get a minor on a weekend.
Oh, do you?
It's like a minor in college for your bachelor is like going to Canada.
What?
You do that on a drunken weekend.
Oh my goodness. What's today's topic, friend?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You got all excited about
it. An oddie to Disney cartoons.
That's not. Nope.
An ode to Disney cartoons.
Journalism minor? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a major.
An ode to Disney cartoons. Our favorite types of cartoons.
Gummy bears.
Oh my god. So we're just going to go right into gummy bears.
I mean, I understand the conversation, but what are we talking? Are we ranking them best?
We're just going to talk about how amazing they are, and that not only are the classic Disney cartoons our version of, you know, the 80s ones, the 80s and 90s. That's 90s. Classic to us,
yeah,
non-millennial parents. But we could talk about classic Disney cartoons as well, like Steamboat Willie and all that fun stuff, if you guys would like to. But I like that. Our kids have their favorite current Disney cartoons, and then we have ours, and that those cartoons are still a big part of growing up as a kid, because that helped us grow up as kids. Like the hurricane. I like that they have DuckTales now, too.
I know.
I like that we had ours, which is great, and then they have theirs, and they're both amazing.
This new DuckTales is awesome.
It is so good. So I feel like today we should talk about how generational Disney cartoons are. And, you know, to tell you the truth, we're probably just going to sit here and wax poetic about our favorite Disney cartoons. And those of you listening who also enjoyed said cartoons that we will be mentioning, you can go, oh my gosh, I used to sit in one, because we know that's what you're going to do. You're probably listening in the car or while you're cooking dinner or, you know, while you're brushing your teeth in the morning. And you can sing the theme songs with us because we sing theme songs. That's what we do.
Gummy bears.
Right on cue, as usual.
Bouncing here and there. Okay, let's go.
And everywhere. No?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about them.
Okay. Aren't we talking about it? You want me to say go so you can go on a speed?
Yeah.
Speedway?
Okay, top three. Go.
Oh, I can't do
let's
that.
Let's go.
No, I can't do a top three. There's number one, there's too many. And you will be leaving out quality Disney cartoons.
Okay, top three. 3, 2, 1. Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, and Gargoyles. 3, 2, 1. Done. Top three ever.
No Goof Troop, nor Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
No.
Oh my gosh. See, this is why.
How am I going to put all five of those in my top three?
You didn't even say Gummy Bears.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man.
I said top three.
And then you have, okay.
Six, basically.
Yeah, I can't. See, I personally will not do that. I'm not even going to. Because then you have Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear. That's another one. If we want to count the Muppets, we have Muppet Babies as well, which you didn't say. Muppet Babies.
Why are you saying all these things that I didn't say?
Because you wanted to do a top three.
And I said my top three. I didn't mention any others.
I know. That's so sad.
You know how top threes work,
right? I do know how top threes work. And it sounds like you're being discriminatory against all the other amazing Disney cartoons of our era.
Oh, well, you know, Tailspin it.
Oh, yeah.
Tailspin.
Oh, yeah.
Tailspin.
I don't remember the words to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Tailspin.
Yo, what's the words?
It's Welcome to Tailspin, but I can't. I can't do it. I dropped you. Oh, whatever. Okay, so.
I mean, I can't even believe you left out Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. That's one of, well, that's one of my favorites, so I guess you would, you know, whatever, it's fine.
Do you know how
I think I like
works?
It because I like, see, the ones that I like, they have, the, well, they all have good songs.
Yeah, that's like their claim to fame.
That's good. Like, Darkwing Duck is not like, you don't, it's not a little jingle like you shake your shoulders to, but it's like, you play it when you want to walk down the street. Like, if you had your Discman on.
Yeah.
With your big, no. With your big headphones.
With the 5-second anti-skip.
Yes, that never worked. With your big headphones on, that's the song you like. You do a little walk to it. There's a little walk to it. But everything else is like a little jingle. Like,
when in trouble, you call DW.
Chippendales Rescue Ranger.
Who is your favorite Rescue Ranger?
No, you're not going to do that to me.
Monty.
What? You're so... I mean, you're very decisive. Like, I feel like I am cheating on someone if I mention a favorite.
Well, that's your fault.
I guess so.
I'm over here cool and or hip.
It's hard for me to pick a favorite out of any of the cartoons.
Okay. What did you like better? The initial... or the second generation of Disney cartoon for our time? The initial is Tailspin, Rescue Rangers, Gummy Bears. I know there's one that I'm
because Darkwing Duck was the second, right?
Darkwing Duck was the first.
Then what's in the second?
No, I'm sorry. Darkwing Duck was the second.
Okay, yes.
Because it's Darkwing Duck. Oh, DuckTales is in the first. Darkwing Duck, Gargoyles.
Yes, Gargoyles is second.
Muppet Babies cartoon is in the second. It's in the second run. And because there was four in the first, four in the second. And there was something else. There's something I'm missing.
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers?
No, it's in the first. I said that one already.
And there's more. That's more than four.
What?
You said there were four in the first.
What did I say?
Four in the second.
Gummy Bears, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. That was in the first with Tailspin.
Yeah.
There's something else. Ah, I don't remember.
I can, you know what? I can actually pick my least favorite.
What?
Gargoyles. It was still great, but it wasn't my favorite. Like, I would watch it if there was nothing else that I wanted to watch.
I love Gargoyles.
I know you do.
Because I love Gargoyles.
I know. It's just, it wasn't my complete jam. It was still good. It was good, so I would watch it if there wasn't anything else, and I would enjoy the episode, but you know how I am. I'm a light, happy type of girl, and I was a light, happy type of child, so Muppet Babies would be my faves, one of my faves, just because it's about babies, and there's the Muppets, but they're in baby form. They're so cute.
But... it is because of Disney that Nickelodeon started in Columbus, Ohio, got its second wind.
Ohio! Yeah, that's true. Because then we had all of those cartoons over on that other station, which maybe we can talk about those at another time.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to bring those up. It's Disney night. How dare you?
Rocko's Mark.
Oh gosh, we can dedicate an episode to those cartoons at another time, because although our kids aren't really, are there any?
Brandon's the only one that watched.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think Nick Jr. They did a lot of Nick Jr. But
just the two, and then you watch Nickelodeon.
But they all have. Let's talk about their cartoons, because I feel like they're doing a good job with the cartoons that our kids like to watch from Disney now. So, you know, they're almost 13, almost 8, and almost 4. And there's stuff that they just absolutely lose their freaking minds over.
But this is when it gets weird.
Why?
Because they are Cartoon Network watchers. But, like, 20% of those cartoons are made by Disney.
Okay.
And then, you know, they're just quiet. It's almost like... Nothing to Lose, starring Martin Lawrence and Tim Robbins.
Oh my gosh, you love bringing up Nothing to Lose.
Because it's a Disney movie.
Yeah, so it's Gone in 60 Seconds, but we don't talk about that.
But that's PG-13.
Ooh.
I think nothing will lose.
It is also PG-13. No! Yeah, it's PG-13. Mm-hmm. But you like to bring that up. Anywho, so for the kids.
Let me check.
They like Gravity Falls. Well, we like Gravity Falls
too. Gravity Falls is great.
Gravity Falls is so good.
What's that? Oh, that was probably no, that's not.
No, it's not Disney. I know what you're gonna say. I'm trying to divert you away from those. Because you just want to talk about all types of cartoons. We are being very strategic with Disney cartoons in this episode because they take over our life pretty much. It's that little one though. So our son who's going to turn 4, he likes many of those Disney Junior cartoons. And he likes the Disney cartoons too. But he's all about the what's the one? Lion Guard. So there's Lion Guard.
Oh my goodness. Oh god.
Now the freaking Puppy Dog Pals. Like that.
Puppy Dog Pals.
Oh my gosh, Puppy Dog.
That's Puppy Dog Pals.
That's not the theme
puppy
song at all.
Puppy Dog Pals.
Not at all.
Together.
No. So I had the beautiful privilege of viewing Puppy Dog Pals before it even came out.
There we go. That's a list.
I went on a lovely little trip.
Goof Troop was in the second. Yes. I'm sorry.
Goof Troop was in the second. I went on a lovely little trip where we got to see Puppy Dog Pals before it came out. And I sat there like, are kids actually going to really like this? It was very, very infantile. But I thought it was cute. But it was like, I wonder if my kids are actually going to watch the show. And it turns out our 3-year-old is obsessed with Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah, he was.
Obsessed.
I don't know why somebody wouldn't like Puppy Dog Pals. See, I figured it out. This is the thing with Disney. It's repetition, cutely. It's, oh, let's go run through the fence. Hey, you want to run through the fence? Yeah, wee! Because they don't catch it the first time. You only catch a little bit. And that second time, it's like, yeah, let's go do that thing.
Yeah.
And that's Puppy Dog Pals.
That's also Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which is another one that we will never be rid of. I feel like they will all sit and watch it if it's on.
Justin, remember me?
They will all sit and watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse if it's on.
Good job trying to do it.
Because of Toodles and all. Well, I will watch it because Daisy does it. Daisy's my favorite. I love her to death.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So Daisy's in it.
7D, that's a good one.
Yeah, 7D is another good one. Yes, Kim Possible. Oh my gosh, see, that was mine. Kim Possible. Love that one. And then the other one, Brandon is, oh, by the way, podcast, Brandon is cheating and he's looking on the iPad because you all can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know their cartoons.
You don't know their cartoons?
No, can you plug that in?
Oh my gosh, Kim Possible is so awesome. Oh. Why would I plug this in? Sorry, guys. He's now asking me to plug something in while we're doing, where am I plugging it in? For this?
Yeah.
Where are we going to put it?
Right there.
Man. Oh my gosh. This is real time, people. I'm so sorry.
What is the problem? Why can't we do this?
They don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, unless you tell them like you just did.
You weren't going to tell him.
Why do they need to know?
Oh my gosh. Help me, Lord
Father. He's like, all right, I'll plug it in. Click. Done.
Help me, Lord Father.
All right. Help me, Father God.
Father God. Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb. Is a good one.
Oh my gosh.
At first, I didn't understand Phineas and Ferb.
I loved it.
And I was like, what the heck? And then I watched with Brandon. I said, oh, okay. Okay. Phineas and Ferb are two brothers with a sister. It's basically a great cartoon.
It is.
And then, what's his name? Platypus.
Perry.
Perry. And then Perry is basically a Disney version of Archer.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Children, don't look up Archer.
It is amazing.
Ask your parents first. Parents, you know what we're talking about.
Archer's a cartoon.
It is, but the kids can't watch it.
Oh, he can't watch it.
No.
Season 1. He can watch season 1. No. There's nothing wrong with season
1. No.
It's season 2 that it got off the chain.
And then you haven't watched Star versus the Forces of Evil yet, have you?
Which one is that?
She's like a princess, sort of, but she's has superpowers.
Does she have like star eyeglasses?
She has a little wand that has a, yes, I think she has star eyeglasses too. And her wand has a star on it.
Is there a kid named Steven?
Is his name Steven? No, that's Steven Universe, and that is not Disney.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know if the kid, I don't know if his name is Steven, but yes, there is a regular dark haired kid who is her companion, kind of like Doctor Who. I like it. I haven't watched enough of it. It seems pretty funny. And I know a lot of people, they do cosplay to Star Wars versus the Forces of Evil now. So it must be good enough to have some cosplay because, you know.
Once you cos,
that's legit, homie. But I haven't watched enough of it.
I don't know a rhyme for that. There's a good one. DuckTales. Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
The Mouse. Oh!
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Recess! Oh my gosh, I forgot about Recess.
Recess is the one that I was telling you about. I'm sorry, not the one I was telling you about. That is second gen, and it is, I don't know why it's so low on this list, but it is one of the greatest afternoon cartoons I've ever seen. Like, I grew up literally with TJ Detweiler.
Oh my gosh, Recess. Oh, the list, by the way, you guys, is Brandon researched the top, what is it, top 20?
I don't know, I guess.
It's on the top10s.com. So if you guys go there and you just search Disney Channel animated series, you'll see what we're talking about.
Or if you just Google Disney shows, it'll pop up.
Well, just so they can see the exact one that we're looking at. Cool. So Recess, this is why I like Phineas and Ferb. Recess and Phineas and Ferb are basically the same type of ordeal. Except it's their version of Recess. So it's our kids' version of Recess, which is awesome. And oh my gosh, why did I not see that parallel before?
I don't know.
That's perfect. No wonder you can watch Phineas and Ferb over and over again. I can still watch Recess over and over again. I can also watch Kim Possible.
That movie was great, too.
Did you ever see Kim Possible? That probably wasn't your jam, huh?
Like, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it late, though.
I like her.
Oh, we haven't talked about Goof Troop.
We haven't.
Goof Troop was... Goof Troop was technically like the most successful because it spawned two movies at least.
Yes.
But it should have just been the movies. Like, it wasn't believable that Max was a kid. I don't remember if his name was Max on the show. But either way, it was like almost not believable that Goofy had a kid, et cetera, because I've been watching Goofy. Like, I knew Goofy forever and it just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But the movies were super fun because it was the Goofy of the 70s. Yeah, it was the Goofy of the 70s, and you could tell the Goofy was like in his 20s towards the end of the 70s, etc. It was like the Disney cartoons at the end of the 70s where it may be early, I don't know. But Goofy learned how to build a house, or he learned how to play golf, and there was a narrator. And he was just Goofy.
Yeah.
So, like, that I understood. Like, that made sense. You know, the movies are great.
Yeah.
And then Max got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he got a girlfriend.
And I got a girlfriend.
I still watched Goof Troop. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, you have your hierarchy. Like, you have your top three. You're so set on them. I just have my hierarchy that led me to watch certain things when I needed to be in a certain mood to watch certain things.
Yeah. Wow, low on here.
I know the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is really low on this list, but that makes me sad because I love the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, but I love Winnie the Pooh anyway. I actually love Tigger. I think he's
Fish Hooks is really low. That was a pretty good one. Like, I never got into Winnie the Pooh until I was older and realized who the characters were. And then I was like,
who are they?
What?
Who are they?
Oh, they're mental health What is it?
Sorry, guys.
Mental health.
We have a crazy cat situation going on here.
Like, Eeyore is depressed? No. So I don't remember. If you Google it, just Google it, and you'll see what each character represents. But it represents, every character represents a mental illness.
And this was confirmed by Disney?
Google it.
It's a conspiracy theory.
No, it's been confirmed by, was it a writer? Whatever. Just Google it and find it out.
Because you say these things, and I know you do a lot of internet research on theories about cartoons.
Oh, Lego Star Wars. So I would
like to preface and say that is there anything official saying that Disney has said that they represent mental illnesses?
Go Google it.
Right. I was like, I don't think Disney would do that ever. Pooh is just so cute.
But that's the thing. Like, it has nothing to do with Disney.
Tubby. Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm just preferencing to say.
No, what I'm saying is Winnie the Pooh isn't an exclusive Disney product.
No, it's not an exclusive Disney product.
Like, this is more so the writer of the books,
right,
originally. And it's, okay, what is it? What's the forest?
1,000 Acres.
Yeah, 1,000 Acre Forest is a forest behind Christopher Robin's house where he just goes, and these are actually his mental illnesses that he's playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And basically this is how he's dealing with growing up and these feelings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sadness and being an authority and just wanting to just lay around and hang out, wanting to be to be cuddled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's what it is, man. Okay. Or go Google it yourself.
So sad.
Meanwhile, you call people eels. Like,
this got super dark, you guys. I apologize.
All right, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Okay, so they have Lego Star Wars on this list. We're not getting into Star Wars tonight. That's yet another. Actually, you know, that's probably going to be a 3-part series when it comes to our family because of our obsession with Star Wars. We're going to have to, like, basically break up.
Cartoons is one episode. I can do an hour.
No, that's what I mean. So. Like, we would have to, in order for you all to really understand how cool and hip we are as parents. Cool, we would have to do a 3-part series on Star Wars because that is our number one jam bam in our whole life. So that will be coming up, and we will make sure that we talk about Star Wars cartoons because it's really important in general, like in life, not just for us and you, for the whole world. It needs to be talked about how amazing Star Wars cartoons are. Lego Star Wars, regular Star Wars.
Just like Clone Wars versus Wars. Yeah,
we could do a whole...
Like, there's two separate cartoons of Clone Wars.
That's basically turning this into a sub-podcast of a podcast going into our whole Clone Wars and Rebels diatribe. That will be ridiculous to even get into that. But
I will legitimately do the research and bring the paperwork here.
I know you
would. So that somebody does not try to doubt me.
Who would doubt you? It'll be a lively conversation about...
No, I mean, how somebody goes, is it by you or is it by Disney? Who said it? I will have the paperwork.
Who said what? You are...
Oh my goodness.
You just want to...
Yes, I do.
You just want to bicker. Okay, so we've discussed
Super Strikers.
I don't know. I've never seen Super Strikers. Oh, Bonkers! Bonkers was pretty bad, you guys. Bonkers was pretty bad. I think I watched Bonkers.
Wait, which one was Bonkers?
He bounced off the. He wasn't even like a real animal, but he looked like an animal. Like, he had the ear. Like, it was the weirdest cartoon. And all he did was, like, bounce off of walls. I think it was like, hey, 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 it's Bonkers. I don't know. I have to watch it again. I have to go YouTube to listen to Bonkers again because it was not a great cartoon. But yet you would sit there and watch it. It's like that type of cartoon where you're like, why am I watching this? That was Bonkers. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Why did we watch those things? sad. Anyway, I think this was a good
Hercules.
This was a good one. Hercules is also on it. Yeah. Yes. That was. Was it a good one though? Like, I feel like Hercules, we would have needed like 3 episodes of Hercules. We would have been just fine. Just
Timon and Pumbaa started off great.
Timon and Pumbaa was good. They have Aladdin on here, which is my favorite Disney movie, animated Disney movie of all time. But the cartoon was
unbelievable.
Deplorable. It made me so angry inside to see them try to turn that into a cartoon.
It was the same thing with The Little Mermaid.
Just let it be. We don't need a cartoon for everything. I like having my movies and my cartoons separate. I'm a military girl. I like a military show. I like my cartoons to be quarantined. I like a little fortress around my Disney movies. So my Disney movies do not invade my Disney cartoons and cause mixing in my plate. That's what I'm combining.
But that was Disney's MO at the time. Like, we'll have a movie and then we'll make a show because the kids will want more.
Yeah.
But then when you do that, you get Aladdin 15 straight to Blu-ray.
Oh, my poor Aladdin.
So, you know, it happens. Yeah. You get The Little Mermaid 2.
Oh.
Wait, what?
My God.
What happened? Oh. Why is she back in the ocean? Where's Prince Eric still here? Like, none of that made sense. But they were cash grabs. Like The Lion King 2.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. All right. But The Lion Guard is fantastic. It's because they waited. Like, thank you, God. Wait for for a new generation to show up.
Yes.
And then give them The Lion Guard, which I could sit and watch The Lion Guard, and I do. It's so good.
It's great. It's like when the one zebra is pregnant and they're like, we gotta protect the zebra. And I'm like, yeah, protect that zebra. I don't know what sound zebras make. Do you? They do. It's like,
they go, yeah, it's
like a, all right.
Okay,
this
good.
Is off the
rails. All right. Well, you guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode about our ode to Disney cartoons. I feel like this could have been an hour-long episode.
Proud Family.
Right. Well, see, he's not done. He told me to wrap it up, yet he's still...
I did not. This has gone off the rails. Sophia the First, it should not be on the top
20. Oh, Lana likes Sophia the First. Yes. I don't like Sophia's sister. She's very whiny.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate that. And I don't like my girl seeing her be whiny, but I love everything else about Sophia the First. But then Elena of Avalor came out and it was like, all right, sorry, Sophia, we're about to go over here. Because Elena, she just be flying in the air with the, I forget what they're called, lynx.
Yeah.
It's like
a tiger
and a bird.
Thanks, Disney, for always having like colors.
Yes.
Like PLCs and stuff.
Yeah, thanks for repping our...
Like... Gargoyles.
That's why you like gargoyles, huh? Because it's like they were black.
I forgot his name.
The black one.
Gargoyle.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue too.
You guys, let us know what his name, because you guys probably know.
What?
Go to our Facebook page, Cool Hip Parents on Facebook, and give us the name.
Goliath. I want to say Goliath.
He wants to say Izzy, correct?
Goliath. I'm going to say Goliath until I'm proven otherwise. Goliath was the BA version of Lionel.
Oh, Lionel. That's not Disney. You can't discuss that this evening.
I mean, I love gargoyles. And the reason I love gargoyles is because of the commonality between it and the other aforementioned show with the character that I said was like Goliath. I'm pretty sure it's Goliath. It's the exact same show, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Gummy bears bouncing here. Okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for watching.
What is Wander over
there? Over there on Facebook. You guys know you can watch us live on Facebook.
Hey, if you guys are
podcasts, right? Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
If you guys are watching on Facebook, hi.
Yeah, hi.
If you're not watching on Facebook, that hi is not for you. So yeah. There.
So we do this every Tuesday. You can watch us film these podcasts that you listen to. Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So like our Facebook page, come on over and you can actually watch us do the podcast before you listen to the podcast on the podcast. Meta! But anywho, thank you guys so much for listening to our for listening to tonight's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and it brought back some nostalgia if you are part of our generation. We will see you guys next week, Tuesday. Next episode.
Oh, snap.
Next episode.
July 4th is the day after the possible next episode.
But this is evergreen content, so you guys have no idea what we're talking about. You're probably listening in December. You're like, what is he talking about? July. It's cold out. Anywho.
Why can't we date it? Like, who cares?
Because they may listen to it in December.
Oh, all right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. Goodbye, guys. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy Arbor Day.
Bye.